You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zeb Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh with your host, the one, the only, Kosher Guru. Yes, yes, thank you everybody for tuning in for another amazing segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Tonight is Wednesday. We're on Wednesday night, July 19th, for a super duper amazing episode. And why is that? Because it's my birthday. Yes, 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 indeed, it's the Kosher Guru's birthday. So much going on, so much has been going on. This summer is packed, jam-packed, and amazing events all over the place. I can't even keep up with it. I'm losing it. I'm telling you, booking here, booking there, having to be in 10 places at once, it's crazy. It's insane. But we're doing it all. Team Kosher Guru is getting it done. Team Kosher Guru is getting everything done. It is amazing. The entire summer is amazing. And we hope that you join us on one event, two events, all the events, whatever you could do. We're going to be all over the place. We have been all over the place. But first, let's get to who we are and what we do. Team Kosher Guru, Guru Marketing. Kosher Guru is the leading, the number one premier. At least we say so, and you should too. Kosher media marketing company in the kosher industry. We help so many people create, produce, manufacture, build, and help their dreams become a reality and bring you to fruition. If you would like our assistance or just schmooze and talk with us, email me at guru@thekosherguru.com. That's G-U-R-U, guru@thekosherguru.com. Love hearing from everybody. I really, really do. Yeah, where to find us, where to look for us. We're all over social media, on Instagram at Kosher Guru, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru, on Facebook. We have a great Facebook group called Kosher Gurus Kosher Nation with over 7,200 members and growing weekly. Join us for an amazing ride where you could share your restaurant, your recipes, your blogs, your experiences, have questions, just share it all and have a great, great time. A great, great time. We love having it all. Yes, and of course, our page, Kosher Guru. And of course, YouTube. We have a great YouTube channel called Kosher Guru, where Spielberg creates the magic and really does a fantastic job. We have great, great videos up there. We have a summer grilling series up. We've been all over the place, from Torah videos to Divrei Torah, fun videos, restaurant videos. There's just so much. Check out the experiences, share them with everybody, subscribe to the channel, and of course, our website, www.thekosherguru.com. We have great blogs, recipes. We have a great deals page now where we're putting up great foodie and kitchen deals. And we're going to have restaurant gift certificates on sale very, very soon. There's so much happening. Take a look. Subscribe to our email list. Oh, wait. I'm getting from the green room. I didn't even mention who Team Kosher Guru is. Oh, man. I apologize. Everyone should know who Team Kosher Guru is. Of course, I'm the Kosher Guru. We have our CEO, David Mossberg, our CFO, Dovi Weider, who's actually tuning in from the West Coast today. We love Dovi Weider. Yes, we do. And thank you so much for a great Shabbos to the Hirschman family who hosted us this week at Regency Estates. The entire team was up in the Catskills, the country. Which country? Meal Mart country at Regency Estates, where we had a fantastic time. Thank you very much to the Hirschman family for hosting us. Food, we got food from Grand and Essex, the chefs. We got sushi from Sushi on a Roll, which is a cart that goes, or truck that goes around upstate New York. It was fantastic. We went out for dinner at Citrus Cafe. We'll talk a little bit about that later. And In Woodridge, I think it's called the Woodburn. I forget where I was, all over. But check out Citrus Cafe. It was a great dinner that night. Yes, so there was so much going on. And then, of course, we have Spielberg, Yossi Axelrod, who designs and does everything for us and creates all the magic that happens behind the scenes. We love Spielberg. He's awesome. Check him out. He's running for Bike for Chai. Make sure you donate and help him reach his goal on the Bike for Chai little bike ride that's going on in a few weeks over there. Yep. And, of course, our newest member who handles our website, Avi Lang, doing a fantastic job. He's amazing. He's awesome. Welcome aboard, Avi. We love having you. Thank you so much for joining us and being part of the family and what we are all about. And yes, let's get right down to it with so much going on. Everyone knows that I am very involved with Destinations Kosher Tours. Destinations Kosher Tours runs fantastic programs and cruises throughout the year, but what we host and what we do during the summertime is midweek and Shabbosim at Honors Haven. If you're looking to get away, fully kosher meals, beautiful rooms, beautiful grounds, great davening, everything all included, I'd love for you to check out Destinations Kosher programs. It's actually on, they have a Facebook page and a Instagram. And Yossi Zablocki is the host. You can give him a call at 845-794-6000. Great Shabbosim. Honors Haven is a gorgeous hotel. It's the old Falls View that they put in like over $20 million. The place is beautiful. It's gorgeous. It really, really is amazing. And there's so much to do up there. Really a lot of fun. You could check out destination613.com, which is their website. Or as I said, you can give them a call, 845-794-6000. Tell them the Kosher Guru sent you. You can get away. You can check out their website for cruises. But if you're looking to get away midweek for a few days, a Shabbos up in the country, enjoy it at Honors Haven. You have nothing to worry about. All food included, programming, some shiurim, davening. Great, great, fun family trip for the entire family. So I hope you guys go and enjoy it. Then, of course, in just a few short days, Shabbos Nachmu is coming up. One Dream Event is hosting a wonderful Shabbos of Serenity for the mind, body, and soul, a special experience for the entire family at the Hilton Parsippany from August 4th to the 6th, 2017. Now, I wish I could be there. I'm going to be by my friend's bar mitzvah in Southfield, Detroit. So if anyone's going to be in Detroit that Shabbos, give me a shout out. The guest speaker is going to be Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein, a good friend of mine. Catering provided by Chaim Hirsch Kaufman of Aperian Catering under the strict hashgacha of Rabbi Mordechai Shein. Matzah Shabbos Magic Show, live Matzah Shabbos concert, a kumzitz. It's going to be amazing. There is private swim at the Hilton Indoor Pool with separate men and women hours. Friday hospitality and Sunday breakfast, all included, plus a 24-hour tea room, only 45 minutes from Brooklyn, 35 minutes from Muncie, and approximately 1 hour from Lakewood. Give my good friend Heshy Goldstein a call today, 646-887-4603, or visit onedreamevent.com for a true Shabbos experience, a Shabbos Nachmu, great big program. Now, also, I do want to give a big shout-out to Our Place. Now, if anybody knows what Our Place is all about, they help so many kids, unfortunately, who have issues with whether it be alcohol or substance abuse, who go off the derech with that, and really, they know how to handle these issues and have helped friends of mine who I know personally and friends of friends and family of family, who they have what's called the living room, place for boys to go to their place, the girls go to their place. They're caring. They have great counselors. They know how to handle, I'm going to call it the situation, but Our Place needs our help. I just hosted a fantastic event at Our Place Monday night in the Five Towns. It was the summer foodie event of the summer in Our Place. Other places have one guy, two guys. They had three of the premier kings of kosher barbecue. They had Srili Edelman of Izzy's Barbecue Addiction, Yehuda Jaffrey of Judd's Memphis, and they had Gray's Smokehouse of Cedarhurst. They had an exquisite barbecue, exclusive carving, smoked meats. They even had a sushi presentation. They had a beef jerky display, an open bar like none other, freshly rolled cigars. It was a great, great event and volleyball tournament. But if you missed it Monday night, this Thursday night, Our Place and M-Star present the fourth annual Ultimate Guys Night Out and Poolside Volleyball Tournament at the home of Yosef Zupnik. It's Thursday, July 20th, which is tomorrow night. Go to muncie.ourplaceny.org to sign up. It's going to be insane. It really is the ultimate summer foodie event in the Muncie area. We had it in Five Towns on Monday night, Muncie on Thursday night. And yes, Srili, Izzy's Barbecue Addiction, Judd's Memphis Kitchen, and Gray Smokers will all be up in Muncie, and everyone could try their amazing briskets, their amazing foods. It's going to be epic, and I hope that everybody, and I really, really hope that everybody joins me up in Muncie on Thursday night as we host this fantastic event. And I mean fantastic event like no other. I really hope you do. I really hope you're there. I'm telling you, you're going to have so much fun, and it all goes to a good cause. No, you don't have to give a minimum to come in. There's a suggested donation to come and participate. We hope that everybody does give, you know, it's for tzedakah, all going to a good cause. And if you're in the Muncie area, whether it be Wesley Hills, Forche, even coming from Teaneck or up in the country, whatever it is, come join me there on Thursday night for our place, and let's eat and have some great, great food. And we're talking about events. Guys, what you don't understand is that the event of the summer after that is about to happen. After the 9 days, on August 2nd, I want everyone to join me in the five towns. We went through the 3 weeks. We're going to be going through the 9 days. Let's bring Klal Yisrael together and help all you Klal Yisrael. Now, this event is for men and women, for everybody to come to help build Shalom Bayis, Bonei Olam. Bonei Olam helps so many people to create a family. If anyone doesn't know what Bonei Olam does, you got to go visit their website, boneiolam.org. Bonei Olam is having a Western-style extravaganza on Fulton Street in Lawrence. Now, this is the Five Towns event for everybody, men, women, families, everybody to come and support Bonei Olam. There's no minimum requirement. We hope that everybody does take out their checkbooks and give their tax deductible checks to Bonei Olam and help get the cause going. But this is going to be the event to be at on August 2nd in the Five Towns. Kosher Guru will be there as a special host, and we're going to be explain to you after, because we're right now bringing in somebody who's going to be barbecuing. We're going to have smoked meats. We're going to have amazing food for everybody. It's going to be a great, great event, and I truly, truly hope that everybody will come and join me and all of the hosts that are putting this beautiful Western-style extravaganza together with amazing food, an amazing night for the community to come together as a whole to help and build Shalom Bayis and help build families and help Bonei Olam on the cause that they do so, so well. If anyone's been touched by Bonei Olam, I know you know what this organization is all about. When I was involved with Pomegranate, the owner, Abraham Banda, really helped Bonei Olam a lot. I went to a lot of their dinners, learned so much about them, and feel that it truly is an inspiring, inspiring organization and everything that they do. And I hope that everybody will really join me at the Bonei Olam event and come together for this amazing event on the South Shore of Long Island in the Five Towns, August 2nd. I'm going to keep talking about it every week. I'm posting all over social media. I hope you're there. Now, also, I forgot to mention before, we do have a WhatsApp group. If anybody wants to join, please email guru@thekosherguru.com. I know I got one or two emails already. I'll go through them. I apologize if I haven't added you yet. We will add you. We ask that you give us your full name, first and last name, your phone number, and where we can see you on social media, because we don't allow any trolls on, unfortunately, on social media. There's lots of trolls out there that we've come to learn, and we try and make this an organic, good group. Any questions that you have, anything you want to do, you can check our consulting tab on our website. Email me directly. I go through all the emails. I want to thank everybody for all your birthday wishes that I see you coming in. It's guru@thekosherguru.com. Let's keep this rocking. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors, and thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelachen pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at kosher fine retailers today and enjoy us with your family. Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. And we're back. Thank you so much to this week's sponsors, Reisman's Bakery. I love Reisman's Bakery. I love their brownie bars. They are amazing, amazing people. And even better, now that you have sponsored our show this week, thank you so much. I look forward to many more sponsorships from you. And to Quicksilver Capital. Yes, Quicksilver Capital. I know so many people that you have helped and have done so much for in retail businesses around the country that really, really need help and have reached out to you for help and have been so successful with your help. So thank you so much for all you do for small and medium-sized businesses, helping them find their financing solutions, and you do it so very, very well. Also, if I don't remember if I spoke about it just a few minutes ago, and if I did, let's speak about it again. On our website, www.thekosherguru.com, we have a page now called Deals. We have Avi Lang, part of Team Kosher Guru, that is putting up amazing foodie and kitchen deals all week long, finding the best prices for you, the best deals for you, Groupon deals, Amazon deals, this deal, that deal. You could subscribe to get text messages when deals go live so you can get them right away. We hope that you do partake in our deals page because it's really there to help you and you find amazing deals at amazing prices. Hope you subscribe to our email list, but take a look at the deals page. It really, really is amazing, if I might say so myself, and you will enjoy it greatly, if I may say so myself again. And really take a look at our website, take a look at our recipes, go over it, tell me what you want to see, what you want to hear. We're going to be having from a lot of restaurants in the tri-state area and California, hopefully Chicago and Florida. We're going to be having restaurant gift cards on sale at a discounted price. So you're really getting a premium card at a real discount coming up there very, very soon. So stay tuned and really keep checking out our website. And of course, the deals page, because those deals are there to help you. We are here to help everybody out there enjoy foodie experiences, enjoy the world out there. Okay, as I mentioned in the last segment, we were recently, this past Shabbos, up in the country. Which country, might you say? We were in Meal Mart country. Actually, for Shabbos, we were at Regency Estates. As I mentioned earlier, I want to thank the Hirschman family once again for hosting the entire Team Kosher Guru. I hope you enjoyed as much as we enjoyed it, and I hope that we didn't leave your house in such shambles. We tried our best to clean up. The CFO instilled in us that we clean up and make sure that it's all good, because the CFO ran away and say, Shabbos, he had too much of us, ran off to the West Coast, and we were left all by ourselves. But on Sunday, we went to Landau's. Now, Landau's Supermarket in South Folsburg, I was very, very impressed. It's run by the people that run Chestnut and Williamsburg, and my friends over at Breadberry in Borough Park had the takeout there, and it was fantastic. It was amazing. And what did we do? We were there all day cooking up and sampling amazing sausages from Meal Mart. Now, these Meal Mart sausages are insanely, insanely delicious. The hot Italian, the Mexican chorizo, the Polish, the Bavarian knackwurst. I'd love for everyone to stay in touch with me on Instagram and Facebook to really see, and of course, Meal Mart, follow them on Instagram and Facebook to see where our next tastings are going to be, because we're going to have a lot of tastings coming up, tasting amazing products from my friends over at Meal Mart, who do a fantastic job with everything that they do and make, and they really are knocking out the retail world. So if you see them, pick up a package of sausages, hot dogs, sliders. If you don't, ask your local supermarket grocery store for them by name, Meal Mart, the name you've trusted since 1492 in the meat industry, of course. They are great and fantastic. And as I said, I loved it. But when I was up in the country, we celebrated Saturday night, my birthday, a little early. We went out for dinner at Citrus Cafe. Now, the owner of Citrus Cafe happened to be a friend of mine. What a mensch, and what an amazing restaurant he runs, a cafe. It's on the strip over there, what they call the Woodburn Shuffle. Everyone does Motzei Shabbos, walking up and down and schmoozing and spazzering and seeing who's in the country, the old Borscht Belt for Shabbos. So we walked around a little bit, checked out all the places, all the stores, so many family and friends from back home, schmoozed, and about a whole group of us, about like 10 or 12 of us, all went to Citrus Cafe. People coming off the street, selfies, having a great time. We ordered so much food that the place is saying their coffee is great. I'm telling you, I wish we had a Citrus Cafe back down in the local New York City area year-round because it was fantastic. Service was impeccable. I have to tell you right now, service impeccable. The food was delicious. From the pastas, I had the fettuccine alfredo, we had the penne alla vodka, we had pizzas, we had so many different appetizers, everything homemade. The onion rings, homemade onion rings. Anybody who knows me knows that I love homemade onion rings. They were insane. They were really, really insane. Delicious, had a great time, a great experience. If you're up in the country, check them out, Citrus Cafe. It's great just to go out for dinner, lunch. They had to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They are great. They are really, really great, and they do so, so much. They do a lot. They really, really do a lot, and they are great. Also, when I was up there, we also brought with us so much hummus. And if anybody knows me, you know which hummus I brought, because my favorite hummus happens to be the home-style hummus from Sonny and Joe's. The home-style hummus from Sonny and Joe's is rich and creamy, just like you make it at home, but without all the work and the hassle. Why do you really want to work and do all of that extra work, especially now, the summertime? Relax. Next time you go out to the supermarket, check out the Sonny and Joe's brand. Their hummus is fantastic. They do a lot, work a lot. They really, really do. They do so much. And I want you to know that it's all made in New York in a beautiful state-of-the-art factory that I've been to and visited, and can vouch for how amazing they really, really are and what they do. So, yeah, check out them by name next time. Let's get into, which we didn't speak about it the first half, let's get into our pet peeves corner. Now, our pet peeves corner comes from our WhatsApp group that we were discussing issues this week. Saw some people on Facebook making silly comments, not really knowing what they're talking about. But understanding that restaurants, not every restaurant has a separate party room. Not every restaurant can accommodate big parties every day of the week. Some restaurants want to not do parties if they don't have a separate party room to accommodate all of their regular patrons that come on certain nights of the week, because they're usually packed and they don't want to give up that and lose their what they'll call regulars. But what's even more frustrating is wrong dates. Wrong dates. Well, either if the patron, the customer, got it wrong, or the restaurant got it wrong. Now, what do I mean by this? I'm calling up and I want to make a reservation for July 26th. Great, confirm everything. Now I figured, oh no, it's not July 26th, it's July 27th. Or the restaurant wrote down July 25th and not 26th. Either which way, we're talking about a wrong date. And it's very, very frustrating for both sides of the families and both sides, whether it's the restaurant, the customer. I think that we both have to be understanding that everybody makes mistakes. We are all human. And when we realize that it was just a mistake. It was a mistake. Nothing was intended to be wrong. It was a mistake. And I think that if we all understand that things happen, we could calm down a little bit. But when you are calling, make sure you have the right information, the right date, so we don't have these issues later. And also for the restaurant, make sure that you confirm the date. Make sure you put in your books properly. We don't need these issues of all these fights later on social media and everywhere else. These could be taken care of so easily beforehand where we don't have to worry about it. We really, really don't have to worry about it. But let's try and not worry about it. Let's try and do the right thing and work together. That's all. The right dates, something very, very easy, something very, very simple, just like that. Boom, done. Okay, let's move on. Dates, we handled it, we spoke about it. Okay, excellent. Want to talk about an event that happened this week. I was the judge, or the host, we should say, judge, host, of the first ever Buffalo Wing Eating Contest at Buffalo To Go, which is inside of Petopia, not Buffalo To Go, on West 34th Street. My good friend Kevin Conan and executive chef Quincy Drakeford. They just Monday night had their second Buffalo Wing Eating Contest, and it was a huge success. I was supposed to be the host over there. I couldn't make it. Last second, something came up. I couldn't make it. Mrs. Koshiguru filled my shoes, and oh boy, I think I have major competition now, because she was awesome, and now they only want Mrs. Koshiguru to come to all these events. Oh yeah, I just think I lost my job. But good luck, Mrs. Kosher Guru, with doing all these events. You were amazing. She did a Facebook Live video, so many posts, so many pictures. It was amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It was insane. It was great. She did a great job. I'm telling you, the best buffalo wings I've ever had are at Buffalo To Go in NYC. If you're in Manhattan, they deliver. You can check them out on all the delivery sites, apps. You can go to their website. They're great. The wings are great. Chef Quincy Drakeford makes all the sauces. Homemade, handmade, nothing out of a bottle, all fresh. He freshly prepares the wings for you, so you know you're getting the best of the best over at Buffalo To Go. The event was great. The reigning champ was there that night. You'll have to watch the video to see who won. Go to Kosher Gurus Kosher Nation, search Buffalo To Go, watch Mrs. Kosher Gurus' video on it. It was great. It was great, 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 great. Also, if you're up in the Catskills, there's a sushi truck that goes around. Sushi on a Roll. You can look for them on Instagram. Contact them. They came by. We got some sushi for them on last Friday. It was great. Delivered fresh. This truck is cool. Goes to all the bungalow colonies. It was a lot of fun. Also, we got food, as I said earlier, from Grand and Essex. Great dips. Great customer service. I was there last week doing a Meal Mart sausage tasting and picked up food for Shabbos from them. They have packages. Shabbos To Go from Grand and Essex was great. They package everything from the challahs to the grape juice, paper goods if you need, dips, everything. I had dinner, lunch, shalashitas. Everything was amazing. Place is great. It's in Bergenfield. So if you're in Teaneck, Bergenfield, if you're in that New Jersey area over there, even if you're not, check them out. Had a great Shabbos prepared by them. Insane meats, everything carved, chicken, schnitzels, cutlets. It was delicious. I'm telling you right now, I was so impressed with all the foods that I got. And also, we got some gourmet, beautiful, farm-to-table made food from my friends, the chefs. Janie Chazanoff, Zach Hess, and Zevi Weiss. I have a new catering company called The Chefs. They prepare food for you. They cater. Weekday packages, Shabbos packages, check them out, The Chefs. You can see it on my Facebook group, on my Facebook page, on Instagram. The food was delicious. The peanut butter pie, OMG. The beet hummus, the mushroom and onions, the jerky we had. Everything was amazing. The schmaltz, the fat. I'm telling you right now, gourmet, priced beautifully, made just for you. You have to check out The Chefs. You don't want to cook the Shabbos? I don't blame you. Have them do it for you because they're great. They really, really are amazing, great. The food was delivered, boxed beautifully, prepared beautifully. If you want to give it as a gift, it really is beautiful. Check them out. Tom the Kosher Guru sent you. And that's it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in for tonight's amazing episode of The Nosh. With your host, Kosher Guru, on this great celebratory night. I'll be going out for dinner later tonight at Reserve Cut. So if you come down and visit me, I'm going to be doing something special at Milk and Honey very soon. So I can't really talk about it, but stay tuned next week to hear and to see what we're going to be doing at Milk and Honey. But I'll be at Reserve Cut tonight with my good friend Albert Alaham and Mrs. Kosher Guru enjoying a beautiful dinner. I'm leaving the studio very shortly and heading downtown. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Wishing everyone a great week, a good Shabbos. Peace out, everybody.